Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Brooke.
So what benefits could Sydney see if we did increase the greenery on our city buildings?
Well, as you've outlined, there's a host of benefits that occur, such as the air quality, stormwater attenuation, but also biodiversity. It creates habitat for urban ecology, so places for bugs and insects to thrive and survive. And also in Sydney, when I first came here 6 years ago, I was really surprised to find out that there's only 4% remaining of original flora and fauna that existed prior to European settlement. So it's a great opportunity to reintroduce some of that indigenous flora and fauna into this city of Sydney.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned the measures for greening up cities being voluntary heavy in Singapore versus mandatory in Toronto. Which approach is more effective for Sydney?
Well, we in our study, we had a look at the case study cities that you mentioned and to see what they'd applied there and to see whether, if we applied those same measures, what sort of increases we would get. So, as you say, Singapore had, although it had a voluntary approach, that had been embraced the most. So they'd had a huge increase, I think 904% in the years they'd been applying their approach. So that when we looked at Sydney there, we looked at in 2016, they had about 123 projects in the City of Sydney LGA. And applying that Singapore approach, we would expect over 5 years to see that number increase to just over 450. So that would have a huge uptake. Whereas if we'd applied the same sort of approach that they had in Toronto, which was mandatory, they had an increase of about 9.6%. So our 123 roofs would go up to about 194.
And what would you say are the barriers Australian cities currently have in adopting more city greenery?
Part of it, and speaking as a built environment practitioner, is unfamiliarity. So it's something that's new, so you tend to be a little bit more risk averse if you haven't come across it before. So what we've tried to do there is to produce some guide for practitioners that take them through all the steps that and all the questions they need to ask when they're dealing with this sort of technology so that they can be assured that they've asked all the right questions of all the appropriate sources and done the best job that they can so they reduce their risk.
Yeah, definitely. And how can Australian businesses be pushed or incentivised to green up their city buildings?
Well, one of the incentives actually could be in 2017, AECOM did a green infrastructure report, and part of that report looked at the uplift in property values, and they were finding that having good green infrastructure, which means sort of trees and plants, as well as green roofs, green walls, could increase the typical value of a typical Sydney property by $50,000. So that might be a way of incentivizing people if they think they're going to add value to their property, then that might be a way of incentivizing people to adopt more greenery.
And can you see Sydney developing into a garden city like Singapore in the future?
That would be lovely. Yeah, I think in the local government areas, there's a lot of will to do that. There's a great desire by a lot of councils to make our city as livable as possible. And so I think what we will see over the next few years is a number of different measures and initiatives to protect what we have and also enhance it further.
Definitely. I do think it is something that does not only look pretty, but it is good for the environment as well. So it will be great to see more of it in the future.
Absolutely. And it's good for our health too. It gives better air quality and gives us spaces to go out and enjoy being in.
Yeah, definitely does. And thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us on the show.
You're welcome, Brooke.